WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking to a radio show.
He's texting me on that radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to him?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop pulled up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
The Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-N. There's our island theme song. We spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thoughts. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
Asian Oompa Loompa, what?
Wait for it.
Oh,
I thought the people were going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done them down over here.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have. Actually, that's what's gotten me laid. Yeah, I can be playing with myself.
Oh, it's all going to be coming really, really soon.
If you're sitting down, stand up real quick.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
You get distracted along the way of trying to look up something, and then, here we are at CB Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com.
I'm the tribal chief around here. Yeah, you see me, the tribal chief. That's right.
Found the sound. Anyway, I'm the producer, Sir Rock, and joined as always by the one, the only King Kittens.
What's up?
And we also have the Godfather of Extreme Rock Parks. Maybe. He made the intro. Anyway, I was looking up something along the way. Anyway, this is CB Radio, presented as always by CBRadioLive.com. Hey, Chad, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Game Support Shop by clicking the purple rectangle button on the below screen. You can buy chickens in the Fortnite item shop that are awesome in Lego. Use credit code ROCKETSOCK, hashtag it back partner. They're fucking awesome.
You would know about the Lego thing.
Huh? I would know about the Lego.
You would know about the Lego thing.
I would know about the Lego thing. Even though my Lego's screwing up, I still like the Lego thing. Because reasons. Anyway, I think we hear that from the Godfather now.
All right, let's try that again.
There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Godfather of Extreme Rock Parks.
What is going on? You know, I honestly feel that... I don't know. Have you been getting anything? Because I haven't. Nothing in the news about wrestling. Here we are coming up towards WrestleMania, and there's nothing in wrestling news.
Nope, it's been quiet. It's been boring lately.
I am shocked.
We're gonna have a pretty just nothing show tomorrow.
Why have a show at all?
That's a good point.
Mr. Producer, it's your call.
I know we're taking next week off because there's nothing to talk about next week on WTF.
You watch, something will happen.
Well, guess what?
I know, we're still off because are going to be damn busy.
Everyone's watching the Super Bowl, just like the majority of people who watch professional wrestling and want to see a megastar wrestle at WrestleMania. They're in the United States and they want to see it in prime time, not at 5 a.m. Anyway, but we're saving that for tomorrow. Because, yeah. Anywho.
Hi.
Hey.
Anywho, I'll introduce Sub. Hey, Sub.
What's up? What's up?
I thought that was Sub for a second. No.
I don't think he can get that high pitch anymore. Anyway, before we get into all the things we're doing and all the things, I had to do a thing before the thing. Hey, Sarah, thanks for 6 months in a row. Merry Christmas. It's not Christmas, though. Christmas passed like 6 weeks ago. So, yeah.
Oh, wait, we're thanking someone for something?
Wait a minute, is Christmas coming early this year?
Wait, did it do the thing?
Huh.
Oh, no fireworks.
The thing kicked off for the fireworks. There's no sound to fireworks, though.
Oh, okay.
There was never sound to it, because that would just be annoying, since it's only 50.
I'm just on a delay with the stream, that's why I didn't see it yet, so. Okay, now I saw fireworks.
Anywho,
was I supposed to be looking at something?
No, you're fine. You're fine. So, what's new, Rob? What's new?
Oh, not a whole bunch, you know, just living that good life.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it, you know, living the dream. Too much going on.
Rob, did you hear hell froze over?
Well, see, that's what I was talking with Rock. I'm not getting any headlines anywhere. The news has been awful quiet.
Oh, interesting.
So it has froze over? I know it was getting cold.
Well, you know, he'll never be back, but he's back. No, I think...
Sub's a little still farther back on hell freezing over.
He's only in
Florida. It's so warm.
Yeah. So tonight on the show, we're doing Greater Than Great Debate on abbreviations. So enjoy that. Next week is Super Bowl. We'll have our Super Bowl preview show next week on here. We'll do all the things because football. But before we get into all that, Intern's Corner.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
What do we got?
All right. First up, we're going to cover This Week in Wrestling History. Then, of course, we'll go into celebrity birthdays. And then we will end with our movie of the week. So, first up. This Week in Wrestling History, January 28th, 1991, Paul Bearer makes his WWF debut on the Brother Love Show as the new manager for The Undertaker. January 28th, 2018, the first ever Women's Royal Rumble was held. Where was that, Rock? Do you remember?
No.
2018 Rumble?
No, I don't remember. Was it here?
That was in Philly.
Okay.
Which was also notable because I believe the men's winner featured two people who will be fighting in Philly this year, right? So the Women's Rumble, the first one ever, was won by Asuka, but it also saw the appearance marking the full-time main roster debut of one Ronda Rousey at the very end of the show. January 30th, 2005, we had a very memorable Royal Rumble moment. When two participants went over the top rope accidentally, and we got a certain someone come storming to the ring, enter the ring, and blow out both quads.
No, Rumble ended when two guys fell over. That was it now. Nothing happened after that.
Oh, they've already updated Peacock with that?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay. Good to know.
But, you know, that's where we're at these days.
Yeah. Speaking of, you know, history being updated... January 31st, 2000, Monday Night Raw saw the debut of four individuals known as the Radicals. That would be Perry Saturn, Dean Malenko, Eddie Guerrero, and a guy who defected from WCW and made their first appearance on Raw.
Yep, guys like to do that. That's what they do. Guys just show up on TV.
February 2nd, 1998 on Monday Night Raw, we had the memorable moment of the New Age Outlaws putting Chainsaw Charlie and Cactus Jack. Well, they put themselves in the dumpster. The New Age Outlaws just kind of secured it and then pushed it off the ramp. February 2nd, 2010, it was announced that ECW on Sci-Fi would be ending in 2 weeks' time and was going to be replaced with this new reality/competition show called NXT. I don't know if anything's ever going to come from that, though. February 3rd, 19...
I don't think so.
What, Rock?
I don't think so. Never going to be...
Nah, I think it... I think it had a good, like, 1 year run, and that was about it.
Mm-hmm. But, like, most shows on Sci-Fi.
Yeah. Oh.
He was better.
Give me Bring Back Velocity.
February 3rd, 1989. The Mega Powers officially implode on WWF Main Event when Hulk Hogan abandoned Randy Savage in their tag team bout to attend to an injured Miss Elizabeth. Savage would then attack Hogan backstage and berate the injured Elizabeth. And finally, also today, February 3rd, 2001, the XFL made its televised debut with two games 1 year to the day after the league was announced. The original run only lasted for one season.
But
it's coming back!
It's well, kind of. It's the UFL.
It's the UFL, whatever.
The XFL is kind of dead now. It's been
it merged.
It went through a merger. Like other things. Anyway, moving on.
All right, so now we're gonna do celebrity birthdays. First up, this person is a media superstar, just not a rated R superstar. She owns like half the world. It would seem. Used to have a talk show, had a magazine. People talked about her running for president at one point. It's Oprah Winfrey.
Ooh, that's a good question. 74?
Okay.
68.
Okay.
73.
70 years old. Next up, we have an actor. He's been on things such as Blue Bloods on CBS. He was on Friends for a little while. But he's most known for being Magnum P.I. Tom Selleck.
God. I know he was still alive.
Tom Selleck. I feel like he's going to be surprising. I'm going to say 80.
I was going to say 80. That's what I was thinking. So I'll go 81.
Okay.
He's up there. He's got to be up there.
Oh, 84.
79.
I thought about it. I really did. But then I think it was Rock, and I was like, wait a minute. He was old when he was doing Blue Bloods.
That's what I'm saying. He seems like he's always been up there. Like, even Magnum P.I. looked like 40.
All right, next up, we have an actor. He was in The Birdcage. He was in Crimson Tide. I'm trying to think of... He'd been in a lot of stuff. Has kind of retired from acting, though, like, quietly. It is Gene Hackman.
85.
He, like, runs his ranch or something. 86.
87.
94.
Yeah, I knew that number was sticking in my head for some damn reason.
And I will say, I forgot probably one of his more memorable roles, and I want to make sure he gets credit for it, the original Lex Luthor. All right, next up, he is currently on NCIS, but most people probably remember him as Fez from That 70s Show. It is Wilder Valderrama.
Did he have that one MTV little reality thing or something?
Yeah,
I don't know if he had a reality thing on MTV. I know he was dating Lindsay Lohan at one point.
I think he did something. 42?
40.
I'll go Millie, you guys. 41.
He is 44. Oh, and I guess he did have a show, Yo Mama.
Yeah, that's why I didn't watch it.
Okay, that is certainly a show on MTV. Next up, he's played Batman. He's been a... Well, it was questionable. Serial killer from the 80s. He was a child actor. Surprisingly, Welsh. It is Christian Bale.
Ooh, I'm going to say 41. I think we lost Rock for a minute.
Who? When?
You didn't say anything.
I did.
Oh, I didn't hear it. What'd you say?
Which one was it? Christian Bale?
Christian Bale.
I said 40, right? Yeah.
I take 45.
Y'all vastly undershot. He's 50.
God damn, that was in my head.
Go with your gut, Rob. Go with your gut.
You know, I keep telling myself I'm going to one of these days.
You know, Rob was thinking it's going to be me, but the answer went bye-bye-bye to him. For our next person, who's a singer, actor, been in things such as Social Network, In Time, Trouble with the Curve. Yeah, it's Justin Timberlake.
41?
43. I go 40.
43. And finally, she is the better half of Sacha Baron Cohen. She is an actress who's been in things such as Wedding Crashers, Now You See Me, the first one, Tag. It is Isla Fisher.
38.
39?
42.
48. And finally, our movie of the week this week, which was released this week in history in 2008, we're talking about Taken, starring Liam Neeson. So some trivia elements. First up, Liam Neeson expected the film to bomb, but he signed on in order to spend 4 months in Paris and learn karate, while playing the kind of role that he'd rarely been offered in the past. Ironically, not only was the film a massive hit, but created a new on-screen image for Neeson as an action hero. When Liam Neeson first read the script, he felt for certain that the film would be a straight-to-DVD release. As it turns out, the movie became an unlikely blockbuster, revitalizing his career in the process. Jeff Bridges was first cast to play Brian Mills, but after he dropped out of the project, Liam Neeson accepted the part, desiring to do a more physically demanding role than he was used to. Bridges eventually saw the film and said Neeson was a much better choice for him than him for the role. Liam Neeson performs many of his own stunts in the movie and was taught weapons handling and some of the kind of like survival skills that you see in the movie from former Special Air Service soldier Mickey Gold. In the film, Katie Cassidy's character, Amanda, is 19 years old, and Maggie Grace's character, Kim, is 17. In real life, Grace is older than Cassidy by 3 years. Whoops. And then, finally, Liam Neeson and Clive Standen, who plays Brian from the 2017 show based on the movie Taken, are both actors from Northern Ireland.
There's a show made out of this movie?
Yep. Oh. Starring Jennifer Beals, too.
Oh.
Interesting.
Is it good?
And I it was one season, so probably not.
Probably not, yeah. I mean,
and that
do too many episodes. I mean, either.
I think it was like 20 episodes, but that's all it got.
Wow. It's a lot for a show now these days.
And that's the corner.
That's the internet corner. Not bad.
Huzzah.
Not bad at all. All right. Time for some abbreviations in the Greater Than Great debate.
It is time for The Greater Than Great Debate.
Because we're in a society now where everyone just talks in abbreviations and not in full sentences. That's where we've gone.
We're in text talk now, Rock.
We are. We're in text talk because...
Oh, gee.
JK.
So, first speaking round of, matchups.
Speaking of...
We are starting off with TMI. Taking on GR8.
TMI.
TMI.
After this week, TMI.
3 Mile Island.
I mean, technically yes, but not quite. But kind of, but not really.
Is that what it means?
No.
No. Not quite. But
I mean, yes, it does mean that, but not in this context.
Not in this context, but you do you.
Get it.
Next.
All right, next up, OMG. Another good one for this week. Takes on BFF.
OMG.
Not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah. OMG. What's going to be funny is I'm guilty of using a lot of these. It's true. Damn true.
OMG.
It's where we live in. It's all abbreviations. Anyway, continue on.
All right, next up we have SOS for Kofi taking on NVM.
NVM.
Never mind.
Trouble in Paradise.
Sink or Swim.
SOS moves on. Next.
IRL what? Takes on FTFY. Yeah,
so IRL.
IRL.
IRL. Because I ain't FTFY yet.
Do you not know what FTFY means?
I'm not even asking what some of these mean. If I don't know it, I'm not even...
Fix that for you.
Oh, God.
I thought it was just the abbreviation for 50.
No, fix that for
what's
you.
What's SOS? Then?
Next.
What's SOS?
You don't know what SOS. Anyway, next. Moving on.
I mean, I know same old situation.
Save our ship.
Yeah.
Sink or swim.
Save our ship, right. But I don't think they use that on the internet. All right,
next.
WB takes on LOL.
LOL.
Warner Brothers?
Yes.
Welcome back, Kyle.
Brent?
LOL.
LOL moves on. Next.
HMU. BRB.
What was the first one?
HMU.
I'm going to go with the second one.
BRB.
Because I'm AFK.
No, that's later. BRB moves
just
on.
Just don't next. HMU when I'm BRB. All right, next up, IDGAF takes on.
I'm out of here.
Try that again.
IDGAF takes on BTS.
Oh, God, I don't give a fuck.
There you go. That one.
I prefer Dilly F over that,
I
though.
I don't give a fuck.
It moves on. Next.
TTYL MYOB.
TTYL. Y-L.
M-Y-O-B.
I don't think I've ever typed M-Y-O-B.
M-Y-O-B.
It's just the mentality.
It's the mentality.
What's
get that.
M-Y-O-B?
Mind your own business.
Yeah.
Ah.
All right. Round number twos. TMI OMG.
OMG.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to hit the special by the barricade rock.
OMG moves on.
Me.
The OMG moment.
Next.
SOS IRL.
IRL.
SOS.
SOS.
IRL moves on. Not TRL, just IRL.
No, TRL is something else. We need Carson for that.
TMZ.
LOL BRB.
LOL.
Burb.
Burb, burb, burb is the word.
I'm a couple of stars away from that rock.
Nice.
Bird is the word.
Hello, moves on. Next.
IDGAF TTYL.
And don't give a.
That's the internet right now.
No, they give a, you know, but just not.
They give
what,
too much.
They give, yeah.
TTYL.
I don't give a fuck what the internet has to say.
I don't give a...
Oh, my God.
What?
I have two pieces of wrestling news for you, Rock.
Oh, boy.
Number one, Mansoor and Mace won a set of tag team championships out in Poland, apparently.
Okay.
And number two, your new MLW World Heavyweight Champion...
Bro.
No, Kojima.
Okay.
How old is Kojima?
I don't know. We gave up on birthdays. All right, what's next?
Next up, OMG takes on IRL.
Oh, my
goodness. He's only 53 years old as the world champion.
Oh, that's not that
bad. OMG.
WWE's about to crown
like
60. One. WWE's about to crown a 50-year-old world champion at WrestleMania. where are you going with, Seb?
OMG. That's Brent? Where I'm going to be at WrestleMania.
One-man game.
Brent?
IRL.
Oh, MG moves on next.
LOL. IDGAF.
LOL.
I don't give a fuck.
Eminem.
Brent?
IDGAF.
We need... Heads moves on. LOL. Next.
OMG. LOL.
LOL.
OMG.
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 LOL is just so fake. You know, like, how many times are you really laughing out loud? No, you're not.
OMG moves on. Next.
All right, back into round number ones. Oh, I'm going to need your help with some of these. Jesus. OBV. So OBV takes on FMTYEWTK.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell no.
What in the hellacious Obvious. Scrabble words is that?
I'm going to go with the first one. It's too many letters. You just need to type it out at that point.
Go with the second one.
I think that's like a beeper code right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when you start texting the numbers.
Brent, which one are you going with?
OBV, because why not?
Far more than you'll ever want to know. Well, far more than you ever wanted to know was the other one. Next.
Okay, what's OBV?
OBV. What was OBV? I think it was just obviously.
Not, I was going to say, it's just a shortened OBV.
Yeah, OBV. Yeah.
Okay. FWIW takes on OMW.
OMW.
OMW. I'll take the series of Fs.
I'll take the two Ws are better than one.
For what it's worth. Next.
Yep. OTW takes on WDYMBT.
Second one.
First one.
I'll go with the second.
I'll go with the second one.
What do you mean by that? Moves on. Next.
WID FUBAR. F-U-B-A-R. FUBAR.
FUBAR. Fucked up beyond all recognition.
FUBAR.
FUBAR.
Oh, I can't wait for Snafu.
Next.
FUBAR is a state of being.
YOLO takes on Ruffle.
I mean, is YOLO really an abbreviation? It's YOLO? Just hello, said different.
I believe the military started that term.
No, it's not hello. No, it's you only live once. That's not...
YOLO!
Oh, see, he said it. He said it as a whole word instead of the actual abbreviation, so I was confused.
Because it's YOLO! People know YOLO?
Nah.
Every...
YOLO. Yeah.
No, YOLO.
Look, just because you play Fortnite and you're all hip and shit. It
has nothing... This was around long before Fortnite. Never was in Fortnite. Anyway, Brian, what are you going with?
I'm going with Rafflecopter. That's a reference.
Move on next.
That's a message board reference right there. FWB, STFU.
STFU.
Stufu.
Up or friends with benefits. Oh, say shut the fuck up.
There you go, next.
PPL, ICYMI.
ICYMI.
YMCA.
ICYMI.
Moves on, next.
DM, FYI.
Ooh, FYI.
DM, undownload.
FYI.
Right?
FYI.
Moves on, next.
OBV, FWIW.
Didn't we already have OBV, obviously?
Yes, this is round two.
Round two.
Oh, okay.
And OBV?
well played, Rob. Brent, what are you going with?
FWIW.
Moves on, next.
WDYMBT, FUBAR.
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 Brent.
Fubare.
Moves on, next.
Roffle, R-O-F-L, Stufu, S-T-F-U.
Stufu.
I'm rolling on the floor laughing.
S-T-F-U.
Do, 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 do.
Do.
Yeah.
Next.
I-C-Y-M-I, F-Y-I.
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 D-Y-I. F-Y-I.
Next.
B-A-Y.
FWIWFUBAR.
Fuber.
Fubar.
Right?
Fubar.
Fuber moves on next.
STFUFYI.
I'm going to go Murphy Brown.
Oh, STFU. I was about to say something about Murphy Brown, you bastard.
STFU.
You can tell we're old.
No, we're just cultured.
But STFU moves on next.
FUBAR, S-T-F-U.
FUBAR.
Stufu.
Snafu.
FUBAR.
No more
fucking FUBU.
No, it's something else, Rob.
What'd you say, Rob?
FUBU.
FUBU.
That's a clothing company.
For you, by you.
And not to be confused with anything else. Anyway, next.
All right. Going back into our round number ones. We're halfway through now. I-L-Y-J-K.
J-K.
Joke.
I-L-Y.
I hope you're JK-ing.
JK moves on next.
ASL?
MTFBWY takes on TBH.
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 Oh, it's not TBF, Rock?
Card not subject to change.
Not Tubify.
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 I'll go with the top one because I don't know what it is, but whatever.
Yeah, I'll take the longer one, too.
TBH moved on, and Brent's gonna like this one. What do you think it means, Brent?
I don't know.
May the force
be with you. Got it.
Next.
Do you really need an abbreviation for that one?
Apparently.
No. You need nerds, to say that.
True nerds should spell that, or should actually say that out.
Yeah.
No, not
that's
just
not
got
something you abbreviate.
Okay, hang on.
Got
so for this...
TV. God bless. I'm going to start abbreviating. Amen, A, M.
Hang on. I need Rob's help with this one. Hey, Rob, our next one is FTW. What does that stand for?
Should stand for fuck the world.
Takes perfect. On TFW.
FTW.
FTW.
That's what happens after your WTF.
Then you SFF. SFW.
I'll go with the title that is not formally recognized, but yet is defended all the time on AEW television.
All the time is a stretch. Anyway, next.
Well, it's defended sometimes more often than other belts. TBT takes on AFK.
AFK.
AFK BRB.
It was a good day. I didn't have to use my AFK.
Next.
THX. BYOB.
BYOB, bitches.
THX.
Bring your own buds, bring your own beer, bring your own broads.
Brent, Rob.
George Lucas.
Rob.
GD.
I'll go with the second one.
JC.
Moves on, next.
NBD, ROTF.
ROTF.
ROTF, because it's NBD.
Next.
IDK. FOMO.
IDK.
IDK.
I'm going to go with FOMO because that's what people think Cody is experiencing.
Ooh.
Tell me I'm wrong.
IDK.
IDK.
Next.
Nothing in the news about it.
Nothing. Nope.
Speaking of this week, GTG takes on WTF.
WTF.
WTF. Sorry, JTG.
No, GTG.
I know. G2G. GTS.
All right, round number twos. JK, TBH.
JK.
Jake, joke. Couldn't fucking say it.
Just joshing.
Next. Right.
FTW, AFK.
FTW.
FTW.
Send hook.
632.
Next.
BYOB, ROTF.
BYOB.
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 Next.
IDK, WTF.
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 What?
WTF moves on next.
JK, FTW.
JK.
FTW.
FTW.
Brent.
FTWs.
Moves on next.
Next up, BYOB, WTF.
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 That little known government agency, WTF.
ATF.
Ah, got it.
BYOB.
Next.
All right, we have FTW taking on WTF.
WTF. WTF.
FTW.
For the win.
Moves on. Next.
All right, last sets of round number one. Scrolling down, we have POV taking on GG.
GG.
Good game.
GG's!
Chicken on the POV.
GG moves on.
Chicken
next.
On the barbecue.
AMA, FBO. Aw. Rock, you missed the opportunity to have the AMIA.
AMA.
NIT?
OPP?
OPP? I'll go OPP. I'll go the first one.
AMA moves on next.
PGA, NHL.
IDC, SMH.
SMH.
Shaking my head.
SMH.
As it's done, I'm sure, quite frequently on this show, SMH.
Next.
WYSIWYG, BT-dub.
BT-dub.
Whatever you had to dub.
BT-dubs.
What you see is what you get. Does not move on. Next.
NSFW, IMY.
NSFW. We learned a lot about
that. I mean, for this show, NSFW.
This week. Maybe, because if it was in the news, I don't know. Nothing's been out there. Anyway. Next.
LMAO, IMO.
LMAO.
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 LMAO moves on. Next.
B2B, LMG, TFY?
LMGTFYZOBNA.
Second one.
Four.
Brent.
B2B.
Or no.
Rob?
That is the question. I'll take B squared.
B squared. The second one moved on. If you don't know what it means, it means let me Google that for you.
Oh, I thought it was just let me get that for you. We have later.
What's so hard about typing these phrases out?
Like this next one. This last one I don't like. It's so stupid. But anyway.
LAR later. HBD.
Type out the second one. So we're going with the first.
HBD.
Sounds HBD like to you, Rock.
Catch that sounds uncomfortable
in, to have. In May.
Mm-hmm. Which one are you going with, Rob?
I'll go with the first one.
There you go. Next.
GG AMA.
GG.
GG.
GG!
Giggity.
GG moves on next.
SMH. BT dub.
SMH.
SMH.
P dub.
Right?
SMH.
Moves on next.
NSFW LMAO.
Lamau.
LMAO.
Laum.
Lamau moves on next.
LMGTFY L8R.
Later.
The first one.
MA.
Later moves on next.
GGSMH.
GG.
GG.
Green Goblin.
SMH.
GG still moves on next.
LMAO L8R.
Lamau.
LMAO.
LMU.
LMFAO.
Lamau moves on next.
GG LMAO.
Lamau.
Lamau.
GG.
Good going.
Moves on next.
Semi-finals. First matchup. OMG FUBAR.
OMG.
FUBAR.
Foobs.
Kung FUBAR.
FUBAR.
We need to do this. OMG, because we're screaming. Yes.
FTW GG.
GGs.
FTW.
FTWs.
GGs moves on next.
OMG GG.
Sub.
GG. Great Brent. Googly Moogly.
Brent.
GG.
GGs is your winner. Not bad. Not bad at all. All right.
That'll job, lazy American.
That's with some of them.
Yeah. That'll do it for another edition. Just didn't want to play. Cool. I will do this one. Yeah, we'll do that. Anyway, that'll do it for another edition of CB Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, it's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. I wonder what they're talking about.
I don't know.
Monday night, it's the Raw Post Show. 11 p.m. Eastern. Iraq is live. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Saturday night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CB Radio Live. .com.
At Lone Jobber, at King Cadence, at Wade Manson, at CB Radio GOE. Final thoughts, sub.
GN. TTYL. Be cool.
Sounds good.
Peace.
Rob.
So, should Jobber at least be recording a presidential minute for the days that he slacks off?
We add another minute next. We will just add minutes. So this is the first.
Well, actually, not next week. The week after.
No, we'll be here next week.
I should have told him this morning the fucking.
Oh yeah, we'll be here next week. Just not WTR.
Yeah, we're here next week. Yeah, because let's do Super Bowl preview.
Well, I mean, in theory, that's why we have a vice president.
Yeah, but it's Jobber's bit.
I know it's Jobber's.
We just bit, so next week he owes 2 minutes.
Or one jelly bean.
He's at work, so he won't have the jelly bean. Mm-hmm. So we'll go 2 minutes. I think that's how it'll work.
That's fair.
That's fair. Brent, is that your final thought? Rob, continue. Well, you start on the jobber rant. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Dave, enjoyed the show, guys. Hope everyone enjoyed it as well. Hopefully next week we'll be even more rude and crude and socially unacceptable. And everything else.
IDK.
Have fun. Be safe. See you next week.
Brent, now your final thought.
Everyone, thanks for a fun week. I think everyone here had a good time. Well, everyone who's still on the call had a good time. So we'll see you all next weekend.
There you go. This has been the Seabird Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you next Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, for a Super Bowl preview. Long Day was at Wild Talk Radio Network. Stream live at wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTR Live, and
CBRadioLive.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.